Israeli warplanes have carried out fresh airstrikes against the Gaza Strip after alleged rocket fire from the besieged enclave. The Israeli aircraft conducted at least four air raids on agricultural land in the southern province of Rafah. Two further airstrikes in the same region have damaged at least one building. Residents say they have heard a very large explosion in the same area. Tel Aviv claims the raids come after three rockets were fired at the occupied Palestinian territories from Gaza. It is the latest in an upsurge of Israeli attacks targeting the besieged enclave since U.S. President Donald Trump escalated tensions by recognizing Jerusalem al-Quds as Israel's capital. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Ashraf Shannon, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from Gaza. Ashraf, what more can you tell us about these latest Israeli airstrikes in Gaza?
Yes, Wiqal, the Israeli Air Force carried out six airstrikes east of the southern Gaza Strip town of Rafah. The first attack took place just about an hour after midnight, where Israeli fighter jets bombed agricultural land east of Rafah near the border with the southern Gaza Strip town of Khan Yunis, causing extensive damage to farmlands and farming areas there. Minutes later, Israeli jets fired two more rockets and caused a damage to one of the homes in the area. The Gaza Strip is a very small strip of land, so any airstrike or any tank shelling is likely to cause damage or fatalities or injuries to the civilian population in the Gaza Strip. These airstrikes are just another reminder of Israel's blatant violation to international law by attacking civilian targets in the Gaza Strip. This is also shows the surge of violence against the Palestinians since nearly a month after Donald Trump declared Jerusalem al-Quds as capital of the Israeli regime. Already at least 16 Palestinians have lost their lives in the Gaza Strip and the occupied West Bank during protests and airstrikes following Trump's decision. These airstrikes are taking place while nearly 2 million people living in the Gaza Strip are still struggling under more than 10 years of Israeli blockade and three wars since 2008 that claimed the lives of thousands of Palestinian civilians.
Okay, Ashraf, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your reporting for us.